This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Is General Motors the new car king?
I don't want to get his hot take, but kind for the time being, kind of. Man, I would have shaved my hair off last year if like we would have made a bet the GM would be up higher than Tesla right now. And Elon got in that office doing Ike Turner. And here we are. Like, kudos to GM. I still don't love him as a stock. The all-time high was back in 99, which is crazy. But they have rebounded well from 27. They're at 47 right now, which is amazing for them. I never would have saw the day coming. This is kind of like Tank Davis's opponent. When he got caught with the little left hook at the end, I would have never seen it coming. But I think it goes to show, kudos and rest in peace to you, man, that when you're focused and if your enemy or opponent takes their eye off the prize, you can take pole position and end up winning. I think at a time when everyone was super excited about EV, we don't hear too much about them. The profit margin isn't good. It's 5.8%. Gross margin is 11%, but market cap is pretty good, $54 billion. Enterprise value is $42. Analysts have it going to $49. Institutional ownership is 82%. Stable business. Don't have to worry about the CEO being all in the videos or doing drugs or battling with Apple or advocating for Dogecoin. So it's been like a flight to safety for there. A quarter over quarter revenue is up 7%. Not a blockbuster business, but right now in the EV space, they're doing a lot better than Tesla is for sure here in America.
Would Tesla be the old king? If this is the new king?
Yeah. I'm interested to see. This is the real test. The boy got the $59 billion. What are you going to do now?
Oh, they think he's
really going to devote more time and energy there, or are you going to go to SpaceX, Starlink, which Starlink is a monster of a company? I don't know.
Their thoughts, I read on this. I'm like, okay, well, why? Because I know we're switching topics a little bit, but I mean, it's all in the automotive space. The initial thought was, no way he's getting this. They didn't believe in it. And then within a week, it was, oh, no, this is going to happen. And we fully support him. And now we want him to focus and keep his focus on the biggest source of his wealth. Quote, not my quote.
Well, shareholders have always, this isn't the first time they've done this. So I don't know if people thought that the shareholders wasn't going to vote, because they historically, they've done this before. So
the stock was up in their favor at the time, too.
Yeah. But I'm just saying they've never not voted against. They've never voted against Elon. Never.
True.
So it's right in precedent of what has happened historically. And he won by a majority. I think it was like 80%, something like that. So it wasn't even a close situation.
That the board voted, right?
No, the shareholders.
Oh, okay.
The board, voted against. The board doesn't want him to get it. That's why I had to go to the shareholders. So once it went to the shareholders, that they voted for him to actually get it.
Well, the issue was when he had the last, I think, conference. I think it was in the, at the Texas site. People were expressing their disappointment with the company. And so, again, you had a bunch of people speaking out and they wouldn't let him speak and it became a thing. So it kind of felt like the sentiment was turning negative around him, but obviously not. Obviously not. 50,
50 I mean, six. It's kind of hard to tell somebody no when they got satellites that know where you live and rockets too.
You want your job? I
Hey, man. Listen, if Tony Stark tell me, hey, man, I need this vote for the 59, you kind of got to give it to him. So the true test is going to come now after you got the 59, though. And then he dropped the lawsuit against OpenAI.
Yeah, he did. He did drop the lawsuit. Yes, yes.
Yep.
He said his quote was that he's a pathological optimist. That he only can
post 59 billion. Me too.
Right out. He said, I might mess it up along the way, but I always get the job done in the end.
I would pay OpenAI for pain and suffering if I got my 59 billion from Tesla. Sam, I'm sorry. Let's mend up every relationship right now. Go work on Starlink and be done. Go take over Africa and Australia and Mars. Cool. The dark side of the moon. Hey. All right, y'all can have a little car play. That global internet move that he's going to make with Starlink, way better.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.